what I noticed, I was looking at Ian's entry on on the High School Musical, the YouTube High School Musical, and I was thinking how interesting it was, and also how I had no idea what he was referring to. I suddenly felt so superannuated. I don't know what High School Musical is. I don't know when he refers to the cult of Troy and Gabriella. I'm ashamed to say I don't know what that is. And then I was reading the comments, and the very enthusiastic commenter, he says, kudos to the wardrobe department in India. They've effectively bridged the sartorial gap between Troy Bolton and Joey Jeremiah. And again, I mean, maybe this is really going to get me into hot water admitting this, but I have no idea what he's talking about. And that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It means that, you know, the internet really is something that goes very, very fast, and the references are often ultra of the moment.
Can we talk about this idea of yours about popularity and the importance of popularity?
I think that popularity is a great bane. I mean, once you start thinking about who likes you and who doesn't, and you start directing yourself towards getting as many people to like you as possible, you're kind of finished as a creative individual. And I think that this culture, helped along by someone like Malcolm Gladwell, whose tipping point is all about being popular, that, you know, this culture is really geared towards anything that makes you popular, and it's having this really destructive effect on the news, on entertainment. It's just terrible.
What is the difference between popularity and democracy?
Democracy is just it has a political meaning. It means freely elected representatives. It doesn't really have a cultural meaning. It's been twisted now, I think, by the internet boosters and hucksters into having a cultural meaning. But democracy has got nothing to do with popularity, except insofar as a politician, an elected politician, has to appeal to the most people. We know the dangers of popularity. You know, none of us liked the most popular kid in high school, right? He's probably a senator now, and votes for all the wrong legislation. I mean, popularity can be a horribly deforming thing, and I think it's the enemy of democracy, because it's a small part of the essence of democracy, but it's by no means the largest part of democracy.
Can I get you to tweet?
Can you get me to tweet?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Or later? Or like in the...
Any point.
Yeah,
maybe
sure, I'll tweet. Lee Siegel, doing an interview. Right.
And put with BPP Laura.
With BPP Laura.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Bryant Park Project.
Yeah. Okay.
And can you post it?
Do I just click on update?
Yes, that's what it is.
Okay, let me make sure the spelling is right, you know. They'll really go after me if I misspell interview or something. Okay. All right. Now it disappeared, so I guess that means that... Oh, there I am. I'm right above Geek Mommy. And I'm there. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the Twitterverse.
Well, thank you. Maybe someone will, you know, maybe I'll make a friend.
You might. Feel free to tweet some more.
Okay.
And
I'll do that. Maybe I'll do some, say something provocative or something like that.
You'll find your way.
All right.
Just enjoy it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.